when I'm around, I can't stand to be around. I hate everything about you, everything about you, everything about you, everything about you. Some say I got a bad attitude, but that don't change the way I feel about you. And if you think this might be bringing me down, look again, cause I wear a no frown.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. D-Day plus 80 years.
Veterans and world leaders have returned to Normandy to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings, when 160,000 Allied troops stormed the beaches, leading to Hitler's eventual defeat in World War II.
Man, I was scared. I didn't realize what war was until that day.
D-Day survivors are now between 96 and 107 years old.
People say, how did you get off that boat and go in on the beach? There was a job had to be done. Somebody had to do it.
President Biden will meet with veterans and he'll honor the troops who gave their lives in defense of freedom.
ABC's Danny New. An appellate-level court in Georgia stopped Donald Trump's election interference case until there's a decision on Trump's appeal of a ruling allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to stay on the case. YouTube has agreed to prohibit videos showing how to remove safety devices from certain guns and restrict videos teaching users to make so-called ghost guns. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. 9 staff arrests have been made in connection to inmate deaths at Waupun Correctional Institution. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt at a Wednesday press conference.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
Schmidt said 2 of the men had been dead for hours before being found by prison staff. Those arrested include the prison's former warden, Randall Happ, on charges of misconduct and abuse in the deaths of 2 of 4 inmates over the past 8 months. Milwaukee Public Schools are taking the next steps following resignation of Superintendent Keith Posley. A Janesville man was found dead in his home following an 8-hour standoff with law enforcement that began when police responded to a domestic violence incident Tuesday morning. Wisconsin Radio Network.
We may catch a sprinkle or 2 this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Made from Grandpa's original recipe, this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Temperature now, 56.
You and I in a little toy shop by a
Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Seven Max FM.
smooth criminal. You're okay. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
scam. Never was a quitter. Tasted like a raindrop. She's got the look. And she goes.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. If there's ever a song you want to hear, if there's a birthday or anniversary you want us to announce, if you just want to chat with us, easiest thing to do is text us. The Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line is always open. That number, program it into your phone because we all know we don't actually like to type things in. 355-9970.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Maximum hits.
Something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
you may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Made from Grandpa's original recipe, this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Right now, it's 57.
More
99.7 Max FM.
I'm Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, if you're looking for a great organization right here in Baraboo, if you need a little help in your life or you just want to help them, make sure you check out People Helping People. Reverend Bill Harris and his crew over there do an amazing job of providing families with food, kids with school supplies, making sure that they have presents at Christmas. We also know about those infamous PHP brat fries and, of course, their Work Ready program where you can get your vehicles detailed. It's an amazing organization. If you want more details about what they're doing over at People Helping People, check out phpofwisconsin.org.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey. Another one busts the dust. Hey.